Freddie Bell in the morning, Chantel in the morning, Twin Cities, good morning.
You are now locked in with the best, the sound of the city that's a bad. North side to the south side, locked in 89.9, and get your day started with the right team. Freddie Bell, Chantel, baby, what a dream. All the hottest music, and we got the tea. Take a sip every single morning of the week. 6 to 10, the radio is blazing. What you expect, be the people station. So go on today, and make sure you tune to KMOJ. It ain't none better than this. Been rocking in the city since 76. Hits when we get Fitzgerald the King. If you agree, let me hear y'all sing.
Freddie Bell in the morning, Chantel in the morning, Twin Cities, good morning.
89.9, wake up, work out.
Freddie Bell in the morning, Chantel in the morning, Twin Cities, good morning.
89.9, wake up, work out, come on.
The sun is out. It looks beautiful, and it's going to warm up today. You'll see a high of about 50. I'm looking forward to that as temperatures continue to climb and the sun is starting to come out. It seems like we haven't seen the sun for a very long time. You'll see a high of about 51 today, 31 tonight, and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, kicking off your weekend, partly cloudy and 54. Temperatures will remain in those 50s throughout the weekend until about Sunday, when you'll see some rain showers possible, a high of 44 if you have outdoor plans. By next weekend, temperatures will start to creep to the 60s, mid-60s, and throughout the rest of the week to the next following weekend, we'll start to see temperatures reach the 70s. I'm looking forward to it. Right now, it's still a chilly 33 at the KMOJ Studios here on Broadway. Today's color of the day is Rockstar Red, so try Rockstar Red today. And shout out to Apple Valley. Thank you guys out in Apple Valley for waking up with us here on the morning show. We got a very special guest joining us this morning. We missed her last month, but she's back. Christine Tucci-Osorio. She's the superintendent of School District 622. Good morning, Christine. How are you feeling? I know you had a surgery, and how is your health and everything? You feeling all right?
Great. Thanks, Chantel. Great to be back. Yeah, I had surgery on my shoulder, so I've been home recovering. But I would have rather been with you guys chatting last month. But thankfully, everything went really well, and I'm back and feeling really great.
That's good. Good to know. I'm glad you're feeling better. So get us up to date on what's happening. So I'm hearing that this is around the time that Minnesota releases graduation results. Is that typical for this time of year?
You know, it's a really good question. It seems like it's April. Why are we talking about graduation results?
Right.
But the way it works in Minnesota, they typically don't come out until spring for the year before. So right this week, Minnesota released the 2023 graduation rates. And it's because some students continue to finish up credits during the summer. Mm-hmm. And so then those students have to get counted. And then it takes some time for the state to complete their data collection and cross-check all the accuracy of everything. And so we really don't get the official count until this time of year, which seems a little funny, but you know, that's kind of how it's been happening in recent years. I should also mention that, well, the media, you'll typically hear them talking about our four-year graduation rate, right? Because people normally go to high school for 4 years. But you know, we also have a 5, a 6, and a 7-year graduation rate. Mm-hmm. That's because in Minnesota, kids can actually come to school. If you have a special education plan or you're learning English as a new language, you're actually eligible to stay in high school longer, up now through age 22. Hmm. And so there's kind of a lot of layers to this data whenever it comes out.
Wow, I didn't know that. For special education or English language, you're able to stay in school until you're 22. And that's very interesting. So what can you tell us about how well our students are doing now, Christine?
Well, the news is, quite frankly, there's just not a lot of change this year. As the whole state and in my district too, we stayed pretty flat. You know, a couple of categories of students went up 1 point and some went down a half a point or 2 points. And it was overall relatively flat. Mm-hmm. And of course, as educators, we're all hoping this would be our big academic rebound year since the pandemic. But remember, we're still talking about last year. And, you know, with all the amazing programs and support systems we have to help kids get caught up again, you know, we're finding out this is just taking a lot more time than we first thought it would. So we're pretty flat. I think the other contributing factor is that we have a lot of absenteeism happening with kids right now, more than ever before. And I think that's definitely slowing our progress, for sure.
So has the attendance not really changed or bounced back since COVID?
No. And well, I mean, obviously during COVID itself, obviously there was a lot of attendance issues, but no, in fact, what we're finding not only in my district, but across the state and even nationally, kids are missing so much more school than they used to. Wow. You know, it used to be a handful of kids that were missing more than 10% of their school year. Now it's like 20% in some grades, 30%. Mm. It's unbelievable.
Mm. So, you know, I remember back when we were in school, you would have to see like the truancy officer or something. Like you would have someone either come to your house or call your home and say, hey, your student is missing a lot of school. And the parent would be, you know, get kind of, you know, notified about that and may even get into some trouble for the student not attending school. Is that not the case anymore? Students can just not go to school and there's no consequence behind that?
Well, honestly, it's problem is the truancy courts, which are run by the counties, mm-hmm. they're so flooded wow. with cases, and then they are short-staffed, and so then they get behind sometimes in those processing of those cases. And so, yeah, it's a huge backlog in the system. But the other thing is, there are, in Minnesota, once a student doesn't show up for 15 days in a row,
mm-hmm.
we actually have to, by law, drop them from our attendance system. Like, they're not even registered anymore with us.
Wow.
15 days.
Wow.
And so what happens is, and of course, we always try to keep track of all kids, even if they've been dropped from our system. Mm-hmm. If we haven't gotten a request from a new district that they're attending, we keep searching for them. But sometimes they're just off the radar. We don't have contact information anymore. We refer that to the county. But, you know, like I said, they're so backlogged, too. It's tricky. So... Mm-hmm. We're trying to get really creative about that.
So before we get into the graduation data that was released, what age group is this typically for the, you know, for the absent? Most kids are absent. What age group is this?
Oh, that's such a great question. Well, as you might predict, high school seniors, 12th graders, have the worst attendance.
Mm.
But after that, the next biggest absentee group is 8th graders. And the next one is kindergartners.
No way.
So... it's not just like high schoolers, like kindergartners miss a lot of school. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to figure out why. We're not clear if families just kind of see it. Some families, especially if they're new to having kids in school, maybe think of it more like daycare. They don't understand all the things you have to learn in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And the social skills that have to be developed in kindergarten to be successful in first grade, which then leads to success in second grade. Like, it's all a building block. And yeah, it's pretty interesting. We're working on trying to do a lot of outreach with that right now.
You know, it's very interesting. And I know that a lot of people have decided to do a lot of homeschooling due to safety issues, due to, you know, people don't like the curriculum or they don't feel like their children are being taught what they want to, you know, want them to be taught. But I'm wondering, if are people not reporting that they're choosing to homeschool their kids? Because could that be the case that they just decided, you know what, I'm going to homeschool. I'm not even going to tell them that I'm not sending my kid to school, starting in kindergarten.
Yeah, well, the thing is, in order to get credit for sending your kid to homeschool, you have to register with your area district that you are homeschooling. Like, okay. In my school district, we have a person whose job is handling all of the homeschool registrations
mm-hmm.
and coordinating communication with them. And so families who choose to do that have to register with a system, and they have to, you know, submit a bunch of paperwork for that. So, yeah, if they don't register to actually officially do homeschooling and learn how to do homeschooling,
mm-hmm.
then they're on our list of missing students.
Mm. Wow. It goes deep. Mm-hmm. This is a very deep conversation.
It does. Isn't it interesting? We just got to make sure everybody knows, hey, send your kid to school. And if you're making a different plan, let the school district know about that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And that you think they would do that. Christine Tucci-Osorio, superintendent of School District 622. So now there's another kind of interesting read that I found out. There's some potential errors that were found in the graduation data. What can you tell us about that?
That is so true. In fact, we just got our data last Wednesday, and then we started digging into it, as many districts do once it all gets released. We like to check that data with our own data, because obviously the data comes from the school district.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're finding is there's a batch of some summer graduates who did not get properly counted last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say this, and this is happening across a number of districts, so it's not just in one place, but we're not quite sure if this reporting error was caused by the districts when they first reported to the state,
mm-hmm.
or if something got miscalculated at the state level. So I'm sure that's all getting sorted out right now. But yeah, there's a group of kids called unknowns that the state has no record of them graduating, but we have a record of them graduating.
Wow.
So yeah, so we're sorting all that data out right now as well.
Well, I hope that
But for now, you know, we'll just keep supporting our kids and helping everyone get across that finish line to graduation, because that's what we do. And the state can worry about helping us figure out what happened with that data set.
Yeah, because I'm assuming that they don't get their diplomas if they're not registered, or it doesn't show that they actually graduated.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if they graduated for our summer programs, we issue them a diploma, mm-hmm. but it's not showing up in the state records. So what we have to figure out is, where did that breakdown happen? And it's not mm-hmm. it's not a lot of students.
Yeah.
It's a handful of students, but it's affecting people's rates. And everyone, of course, wants every percentage point that they got to count, because, of course, you work hard to get those kids across the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, but I think we got to just kind of figure out where that breakdown happened. So we're kind of all rolling up our sleeves and sharpening our pencils to figure out what's going on with that right now.
I'm sure you guys will get it sorted out. Well, any final thoughts, Christine? There's a lot happening.
I know, right?
It's like,
it's never dull in public education, I'll tell you that.
See.
Here's my final thought for today. You know, if you have a student who's in high school, or you know someone, a family friend who's got a student in high school, you know, don't ever hesitate to call and make an appointment with the school and say, hey, I'd like to do a check-in to see how my child is progressing towards graduation.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, the counselors have a count going of every credit they have completed, every credit they still need. And I know sometimes in schools we think, oh, it's not parent-teacher conference time, I shouldn't be bothering the school. Don't feel that way. You know, kids in high school think they're all grown, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to look out for them and help them stay on track. And we need just families and schools doing that together. So don't ever hesitate. Call the school, say, hey, can I do a quick meeting with somebody to check in on graduation credits? And the school will welcome your support.
That's a great advice. And I will say that I did do that with my son Jamez throughout his, especially during the final years. For me, I think it's important during those final 4 years to really check in, because that's when a lot of the students start to check out, I think. So
exactly. And then they think they're grown, and then they don't have to talk to you about what they're doing. You know that too. Yeah, I know. I've done the same with my kids.
Mm-hmm. I would just stay in touch with the counselor and just check in, like, hey, how's he doing? What's the progress? What does he need to do before he can graduate? How many credits? And that kind of thing.
Yep.
And I think he appreciated it, even though it was like, okay, Mom, like, I'm doing what I need. But I think he really low-key appreciated
it. It's true. They need us, you know. They need us kind of staying on top of things. And schools don't mind when you call and ask that question. But I know a lot of people feel maybe shy to call and say, hey, I don't want to take up their time. But no, that's their job. Take up their time.
I love it.
For sure.
I love it. Christine Tucci-Osorio, always a pleasure to talk to you. Superintendent of School District 622, checking in. Just give us the update. And I love the fact that you don't just update us on your district, but just kind of what's going on across the state. So we appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You have a good day.
And you have a great week.
Safe travels.
Thanks, Chantel.
Up next, more music is on the way.